Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust. This is your boy, Steady J, and y'all know how we do it every Monday. Every Monday, it is Hot After Dusk on Life After Dusk Live, and that's where we talk about the hot news or, in a lot of cases, the hot myth. And today's stories is going to be a lot of hot myths. So, we'll actually talk about today's show is actually called Come Correct. And why is it called Come Correct? Two reasons. First off, we got a very hot track from some great indie artists by names of Street Villains. That includes Heartless and G Breeze, and they got a track called Come Correct, so we're going to play that. But the reason why that track actually, ironically, I'm telling y'all, y'all know how a lot of this, I don't even play in things, they just happen. They sent me that track to play the show when I already had this show scheduled, and it's just ironic because the person I have on the show today, who's my very special guest co-host, my girl Bevy Correct. You know, you hear that correct. It's just crazy. Like, how in the world does that happen and you're not playing that? So, I mean, today's show is going to be pretty good. And also, we'll allow you, if you want, you can either send them in to us. So, you haven't sent them to us by now, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. And you can call in. Mevin, call in at 347-202-0389 a little later on in the show, and we'll allow you to shout out any fallen soldiers or anyone who's veterans or anyone that's also still in active duty. You can shout them out on the show. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open the line for the one and only Bevy Correct. What's up?
Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Good. What's up? I'm glad to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
It's just crazy. You know, you're one of the most recent ladies in the Dust Divine model group. So first off, just big up to that. I'm glad to have you in it.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be a part of it.
And that's the thing is, like, as I told you before, it's not an agency of any of that sort. It's just a way of, this is a networking group to help others, you know, other moms from different areas, let each other know about things, especially if they're in the same area, you know, encourage them to start working with each other. And that's the thing, you can't get far without working with each other. That's a very important thing in this business.
Definitely. I love it. It's just a place where you can get a little bit more exposure. You know, if you have another model page, now you have another one added to that. So it's lovely. I love it.
Exactly. And I mean, just like I said, from day one of me starting this whole entire thing, which, by the way, let everyone know, because today is the 30th. So tomorrow, exactly 30 days from tomorrow, no, it'd be 31 days from tomorrow, we'll be having our second annual Dust Divine Model Month. So y'all know how we did it last year. We're about to turn up the heat just a little bit more. So y'all feel be in store for that.
Ooh, excited.
Yes. It's a whole month. There's nothing. It's all model stuff. It has nothing to do. Everything has to do with model stuff all month. So definitely, that's what the show will be surrounded around. The dust spots surrounded around it, all that stuff. So it'll be fun. All right. So first off, kind of let everyone know where you're from and why you decided to get into modeling. What led you to doing this?
Okay. Well, I am from Hayward, California, and a reason why I decided to start modeling, I actually am interested in being an actress one day. So, you know, if you want to get anywhere, of course you're going to have to start with being comfortable with the camera, being comfortable with, you know, doing different positions, being just loving yourself. That's really what modeling is to me. That's how I take it. Because if you don't love yourself, then your fans won't love you. Nobody else really, you know, will love you as much as yourself. So that's for a little bit why I got into modeling, just to start a little portfolio for when I really get into acting.
That's definitely how you said. You got to start somewhere to go to another direction.
In my
opinion, you know, you picked a really good thing because modeling does go hand in hand with being an actress.
Right, it does. It goes all around. It can go from whatever. If you want to be a rapper, singer, you're going to have to modeling. You're going to touch bases with modeling with pretty much anything you do. So what place better to start than modeling, you know?
Well, definitely. And, you know, and I can see, and plus, you know, you have that personality that it's definitely like, because you're trying to go into being an actress a lot of times. And that's another reason why the whole entire Dust Divine Model group got started, too, was because everyone makes these big these misconceptions of what a model is. They go, oh, they're all stuck up, or they already suck. Like, you don't have that. You have that personality that draws people to you.
Right. I know, I understand what you're saying. I agree with that. You have a lot of stuck-up models just because they have that title. But you know what? Models are just regular people. They're just regular people
exactly.
That know how to pose in front of a camera. So why be all stuck up about it, you know? That's unnecessary.
Right. And I hate, and that's why I would try to tell people, don't make that, because, I mean, there are some, that's the thing. We're not saying there's none out there, but don't make it seem like every model is stuck up. I hate that.
It drives moments.
They find that girl's model. You must think you're the ish. It's like, that's the first thing they say.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Why
did they answer to every question?
Right.
It's too stereotypical.
Right. I agree with that.
And so, I mean, and that's the thing. With that, you know, In a sense, like, y'all should be stuck up to an extent because, I mean, you can't be too friendly sometimes. And some people take it, and a lot of, of course, we talked about it before, and, like, a lot of people take it as, oh, man, I can actually have a chance of getting at this chick. You know, that's what they do.
Definitely boundaries. Yeah, you're very correct with that. There's a lot of boundaries with being friendly. Sometimes you can get stalkers. Sometimes you could just, you know, people will harass you in different ways. So, yeah, there's boundaries with being you know, down to earth. There are boundaries with that.
Right, and that's the thing, especially, I mean, yeah, I know y'all keep it real on here, especially because you have an urban, model body frame that attracts, that's going to attract black males like crazy. I'm like, oh, I can't holler at her. That's going to attract them. And y'all know what I'm talking about. I'll tell urban model frame. Y'all go see her pictures. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So it's just, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, of course, I mean, that's going to automatically draw guys like crazy. So, how exactly do you handle that? Like, how do you find a way to handle that, those kind of situations?
You know what? It took me a long time to learn how to handle it. At first, I thought maybe don't respond, don't say nothing. But that makes it worse. You pretty much want to be a sweetheart and basically tell them you're not interested in dating, you're not interested in exchanging phone numbers, you're not interested in, you know, making a new friend, because that's what they call it nowadays. I want to be a friend. I just want to be a friend. You pretty much have to be a sweetheart and just break it down to them you're not interested. And once you do that, you know what? Some people respect you for it. Some people think you're stuck up. And then some people get mad. But you know what? The ratio is better than just ignoring them or, you know, saying rude comments to them. Just be a sweetheart and just tell them you're not interested. It works a lot for me.
Right. It's all about how you say it, too. Exactly. You said
right.
Be a sweetheart. So you want to, oh, I'm not interested in you, you loser or something like that. It's like, shoot, that's going to make the guy come to them stalkers.
Right.
Like, well, I'm good. Especially if you say it to the wrong crazy guy, he's gonna be after you. Like, it's time to go get that woman.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I want the sandy goons to go come protect you over some idiot.
Right. Yeah. Just be nice about it. I mean, just don't be too open with, you know, the conversation. But just, you know, pretty much be nice about it. Thanks, sweetheart. I'm not interested, but. You know, love the compliments, you know, because they compliment you, and then they expect to get through your number. But that's not how it works. So
right.
Just keep that in mind.
And right, especially, like, people want to holler, especially when they try to holler at you when you're in a work, when you're doing, like, a work mindset. I can see you, like, you're in a chill mode, and you're in a state to where you like like your energy is giving off, oh, it's fun to talk to me, but some people don't know how to read that.
right. Yeah, I have to tell a few men, you know, like, look here. You know, sometimes you do have to put your foot down and be like, you know, I told you I wasn't interested, you know, and just let it be known, like, leave me alone, have a great day. that's the meanest outcome. Other than that, I won't respond. You know, if it gets, you know, any more ignorant, I just don't respond.
Well, definitely. All right, so what's this we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and go to a quick music break. And then after that, we're going to come back and we'll talk about the hot mess of the day, and then as well as, you know, we'll me and you at East do our, go ahead and let people know as far as our personal family that's in the military. Get us a shout out to them, learn some more about you.
All right, sounds lovely.
All right, here we go. This is, well, what better way than to have this song on today? This is Come Correct, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Come correct. money's tired old. But love's the spirit, kids, both the flames and the throne. I rock the chain with it. I rock the chain with it. I rock the chain with it. Left, right, swing with it. Paper chasing, stacking, got me looking clean with it. You see them 28 shining, see thinking gang with it. I say sight, hating, making my team really get it. We in the club, mixing green with it, lean bitches. Wipe your face off, boy, you looking like you steam with it. I'm on top of the globe, living my dream with it. Left, right, swing with it. Left, right, swing with it. Left, right, swing with it. What you talking about?
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at the Dust Live. It's your boy, Teddy J, and got my girl, Bambi Correct, in the building with me today.
Hey, everybody.
All right, so, man, yeah, we're gonna do a new little game here. You know, after every time I hear something really crazy in the story, you're going to get one of these. So... We're going to go to, I don't know where I should start. We're going to start not too bad and then work our way to the terrible. So we're going to start the first one. All right, so if you go to MediaTakeout.com, which is where all the stories will be from today. Shout out to MediaTakeout.com, the most visited urban website in the world. And which, we're going to go to this first story, which I think is hilarious. This is great, too, because I'm a Mavericks fan. I'm a LeBron James fan, too, but I hate the Heat because of what they did to us in 06. So, trust me, tomorrow we will be paying y'all back for that nice little problem y'all caused us. But anyways, you can go to what's going on with LeBron James. Look at his picture, you know, when he came into the game and just look at him as he's progressed. You just watch how his hairline is just going further and further and further back. But another trick to it is, I mean, look at the headbands. Like, look where the headbands started, and then look how much further back they're going. And they actually show a progression of the headbands. 2003, his headband was close to his eyebrows. 2004, it started getting further. 2005, further. And, I mean, it's just crazy. In a year, each year, it goes back about that headband makes it another inch back. So, man, this dude's hairline is doing some crazy things right now. So, dang, LeBron James, man, it's crazy, dude, to sit here and look at this. And, man, that's one of the things, man, losing your hair, man, is a hard thing to go through, especially when you come off as being a very young person. It hurts you to lose your hair. Don't wear the all I ask is don't wear those toupees like my boy Donald Trump, that's all I ask. But as far as what's your thought process on that, Betty, as far as on LeBron James right now?
I feel like LeBron James is very sexy, and his hairline, whether it's bald or not, he's still gonna be very sexy. So I just like to give him a little shout out right now. And if he can come check out the page and everything. It's going down.
You get one of those right now, man. Comment. Oh, man, I was... So you got me off guard right there. I was like, oh, Lord. They should have carried this man coming in with crazy and pale as hell. She was so sticky, sexy. Which leads to my next thing. We went from her hairline. Now we go to the females. Now, y'all know I think Nia Long is fine as hell. I mean, even though she's getting older, she still looks good to me. But this whole thing right here, I can't believe it. She's hurting my heart right now. You go to the intake, I look at the pictures, and she's wearing this red carpet event. I mean, what the heck is she wearing? Nia Long looks like I kid y'all not, y'all. She looks like she's going to church. And the church. Yeah, she had the church lady suit, dress on, and the jacket, and the hairstyle, the purse. And then it's making her look older too. That's what's crazy. Like Nia Long, I was just very young and bright and vibrant, but this outfit is just not doing it for me. It's making me upset. I'm looking at it. And I'm like, no, why are you doing this to me? And I still think Nia Long, I mean, like you said, the headband thing, you still think LeBron James is sexy and whatnot. I think Nia Long is still fine, but with this, it's just messing it up for me. It's making me look at her and say, what the heck? Because, I mean, she is her age. I mean, we know her age is, now I don't know exactly, but we know her age is up there. Still, she still looks young, but this whole ensemble here makes her look really old, and it's driving me nuts just to look at it. So, Nia Long, step it up. And also, so share your thoughts on as far as your attire going to a red carpet, which is ironic because you actually got a red carpet event coming up too. So, kind of let us know about that as far as what you think, as far as how you should look and go to a red carpet event. And do you think Nia Long is fine with dressing like a church lady?
Maybe that's just her style. I don't know. I'm not too sure. I didn't see the picture, so I can't really comment on it. You know, then I'd just be a follower. Sorry. But for my red carpet event, it's actually going to be a big event. I'm going to be co-hosting it. I don't think I'm going to wear church wear, though. I think I'm going to go with the, you know, silky black short black dress. It's going to be located in Montgomery, California. What else can I say about it? Oh, it's going to be an hour long, so, you know, it won't be long. It won't be a whole bunch of talking. It's just basically it's going to be a lot of video footage. It's going to be a lot of camera time. It's just going to be a lot of fun. So definitely tune into my page so you guys can stay updated with me.
Most definitely. And matter of fact, actually, let them know how can they get to your page. Let them know that.
Well, I have a few pages, but the page that you could probably communicate with me the most, it would be on Facebook. And you guys could just look me up under Bevie, correct? That's Bevie, B-E-V-I-E, correct, C-O-R-R-E-C-T.
There you go. I actually saw your Twitter page, but she ain't been tweeting nothing. When are we going to get, just like I gave Jacinia from MTV a hard time last week. We're going to give you a hard time, too. When are we going to see Bevie on Twitter?
You're hilarious, Eddie. Hilarious.
Yes. Don't try to jump past the question. So when are we gonna get you on Twitter?
When are you guys gonna see me on Twitter?
Yes. When are you gonna come take over the Twitter world?
Well, I actually made a Twitter, so you guys can go ahead and follow me for now if you want. I haven't approved anybody yet because I'm just one of those weird people who like to have their page already done and already made and fancy and nice before I have anybody following me. But it is under Bevie, correct. It isn't finished yet. I haven't accepted any, you know, followers just yet. But as soon as I do that, which would be possibly in the next week or so, I will have it done. Definite.
Woo! I gave this senior to August. She said that's gonna be. She said she can beat my. She can try to beat that record. So we'll see. So you said next week. Okay, we gonna watch. I'm watching. I hope you know.
You know
watching.
What? I like competition so much. I might just have it done tomorrow for you, Fetty, because I like how you're competition right now. Yeah, I might just go ahead and do that. Make that my assignment for today.
Okay. I'm still missing some of
this. Yeah, watch out. I might start following you.
you better be careful because on Twitter world, you never know what I say. I go in.
lovely.
and matter of fact, so for those of y'all, I'm gonna talk about the story long. I'm tired of it. It's getting so much press. It's just ridiculous. But I'm gonna touch on it real quick. Of course, those of y'all know Bishop A. Long has officially settled the case outside of court. I ain't got nothing to say about that. But, you know, they showed a picture of him actually in church service yesterday. And it's just interesting, you know, a lot of, you know, his pretty much, he didn't bring up the story at all. He never brought nothing up about what happened with the whole case. But his sermon kind of goes around that whole case. It's kind of interesting how his sermon almost ties in with that case. And to say, at the end of the day, I mean, if you're a true Christian, you can't really, I mean, of course, we can be mad all day if someone does certain things and this, that, and the other, but at the end of the day, we're not God. So we can't sit there and say, oh, you should be judged right now. We're going to bring down a big stone to end your life or something. Just craziness. So all of you just running around like playing the God role, that need to bring it down to about a minimum. It's our right to be upset, but don't have a good guy. There's a whole other thing with that. So that's just my personal opinion on that. But as far as for Blip Baby, any of her pages that's going over her, y'all can check it out at dustifiedbottlegroup.blogspot.com, and y'all can actually go there and we have a link for her Facebook, her MySpace, and her Model Mayhem. And the picture, and I checked out the picture she got on. It's the picture where she's in her very nice, colorful bikini. She's looking very nice on there, by the way. And
thank you.
Definitely glad to have her in the building with us. As far as go ahead, anybody that's in the military right now that you want to show a shout-out to, go ahead.
Okay, so first and foremost, I'd like to shout-out to everyone that's in the military right now. That's a major commitment, you know. So I want to give a shout-out to everybody, let them know that, you know, everybody loves them and we're praying for them. And then I want to give a personal shout-out to Marcelo Lewis. He just joined the military force, and, you know, he's doing it. So I'm very proud of him. I love him. I miss him. And, you know, he's a really good friend of mine. So I just like to give him a personal shout out.
There you go. And I want to definitely shout out, of course, my late great grandfather. I just want to shout out to him and thank him for serving in the military. I also want to send a shout out to my parents. They're no longer in active duty anymore, but that's how they actually met each other, was in the Air Force. So I definitely have a lot of love for the troops. You know, a lot of times, just because I'm not in the military myself doesn't mean I don't have respect for the troops. And
right.
I definitely, you know, right now, y'all, I know y'all going through a whole lot because of the most recent thing that happened with Bin Laden. So I just definitely say, everyone watch out for them and keep them in your prayers.
Right.
All right, so, and then whenever you finally get on Twitter, we will add the Twitter link to the page, too.
Okay, sounds good.
And it's crazy, because actually had somebody that you know, too, Desi was on here last week. She was on here, she was on here a week before. So that was actually, that was pretty fun. I was like, oh. I said, oh, yeah, Bev, I think I brought you up on the show, too. So
this
is big up. Oh, I didn't say anything bad. Y'all make it every time I say that, everyone thinks I'm already saying something bad. Jeez. And I want to say Street Villain too, but send me in that track. Come correct. I just say, as far as on the scale of 1 to 5, I would give a track a 4.5. I definitely give it 4.5. It's definitely a high head hat. It's something that I love because of the fact that it's an East Coast song that can definitely transpire to people down here in the South and then as well as West Coast people can listen to it too and enjoy it. And so you can bang in the clubs or bang in your car. So, and I like the title of it, Come Correct, just speaks
volumes. I love the title. I think the title can be My Boyfriend. Come correct. All right.
Maybe go to the streets. I'm like, oh, you
love that title. Marry that title right there.
All right. I tell them, let me go tell them to a street villain. So when you get on Twitter and say, y'all link up, pow, there you go. Then they can make like a remix and like talk about you and make like an official theme song. There you go. But like I say, I'm very proud of you because one of the things that definitely comes into play when you're in this, when you're in the group is I don't make a lot of requirements. The requirement I make is that you just stay humble in what you do. I can't stand to see people who are not, who I can't stand to be affiliated with people who aren't humble in the industry.
Right.
And that every time someone is just not that way, I kind of shoo away from them really quick.
Right. I agree.
Because a lot of times, a lot of people, the same people, they do that with me. They start to become, start treating me like crazy. So, just saying, at the end of the day, people stay humble in what you do because karma, whether you believe it or not, karma does happen. It will come bite you in the back.
Right. It just comes along with maturing, you know. You need to know how to handle stuff in a mature, at a mature level. So, if you can't do that, then you shouldn't be considered an adult. An adult can do things in a maturable manner. And if you can't do that, then you're not coming correct at all.
Bam. All right, so I'm gonna end the show with my famous phrase, and that's it. Everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J. Oh, there's a you. Through God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live, your boy, Shady J. And remember, the name is Baby Correct, and how correct are you?
Ooh, love it.
All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow's show, and my brain fart. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have 50-50 convicts. Music, I'm artists coming through, and that's my boy Quest, who's been on the show twice before, so he's coming back through, along with Universal Music Group artist, ABM, he'll be coming through as well, and we'll talk about that new reggae song, that Body Girl, so.
Ooh, I love reggae.
So you definitely check it out. If you don't check it the live show, check it the archives for that then tomorrow. So there you go.
Sure will.
Oh, reminder, y'all, this show, if you miss any part of the show, you can check it out at iTunes. Type in Life After Dusk Live. You go there, you can find it, and you look for the episode where it says Come Correct, and you can find it and download it, listen to it for free. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, and it's also on the Dust Spot at duskowls.ning.com. So a million ways you can listen to the show. All right, so I'm officially out in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.
Adios.